It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Happy full moon to all of you. Today is August the 19th, 2024, and you are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. It is so great to be with all of you on this Aquarius full moon. I know you had an earful and lots of great information from Mark Husson before the hour here, and I hope you all enjoyed the show. I've been buzzing around like a bumblebee this morning, just trying to get ready, putting out a few fires, of course, in a Mercury retrograde with many people that I know. And my kids are definitely at the top of the list. So with a Mercury retrograde in Virgo, I could definitely relate to any of or all of you who are having issues, you know, with your family or with your home. And I know I'm sure Mark had something a lot to talk about, but I definitely concur on some of this stuff. So it is so, so great to be here. I am definitely welcoming all of you. If you're listening for the first time, we are on Facebook. We have a 1-2 radio page. You're welcome to join at any time. It always seems like it's still a transition for me being with all of you and on Monday instead of Tuesday. And it's so great because it really does bring excitement to the week. It just starts out right. It just feels really super aligned. And I love that. It's definitely familiar and comfortable to be with all of you here. But everyone else in my world hasn't gotten used to it yet. So while you bear with that, I appreciate it so, so much. It's kind of funny. It never fails. And it's almost like people feel me kind of going away for a minute, you know what I mean? Including my own children. So it's funny that everybody's like, "Mom, where'd you go?" Or, you know, "What are you doing?" It's just going to take a little time. So it is funny. And in a Mercury retrograde, it's even funnier. I'm sure you understand. How is everyone doing through this retrograde cycle? We're coming to the end. I know I say the end. We're on the last stretch of time here, and we'll be celebrating the end next week together, so that's good, but we're all getting there. How are your full moon experiences? I want to hear from you today. I'm going to come and say good morning. I love that white kitty cat. Good morning to the 1-2 tribe. It is a fantastic full moon. I do feel the energy. I am definitely bouncing off the walls. We have some record-breaking temps. I know lots of love to everyone up in the Northeast. I saw the flooding. I know it's really tough. I know it's just stay safe, stay, you know, make smart decisions and stuff. I just couldn't believe it's going on. I know we have some political things taking place this week that I'm sure it's going to be interesting in the world. So while we're doing this full moon together, I'm going to welcome all of you in the chat room. Renee, good morning. And Alishea, good morning to you. Maureen, hello. Lots of love to you and your New Jersey family as well. Nadine, I see you. Jay, thanks so much for being here always. I'm missing some of you, so let me come on in. Danya, good morning to you. Peggy Reeser's in the chat room this morning. Good morning. Peggy is a 1-2 listen psychic advisor who is also now on Tuesdays here at 1-2 Radio at 11 a.m. Eastern. So happy to see you. Frenetic energy is a great term. Maria Morales, hello, hello to you. Rebecca and Charlene, so nice to see you. Rebecca Coran, And Laura, hi. All right, I'm so happy to hear that. Kelly, hi to you. Good morning. All right, so let's talk about this. Lois, hello. It's so nice to see you today also. All right, we're going to get right into some manifesting this morning because, you know, we talk about this a lot, and I know you all hear Mark talk about it, but many of us have learned over time. I really kicked and screamed through those retrograde years trying to prove. I think it took me 27 straight years, three times a year, to try to prove the correctness or incorrectness or what my opinion is or isn't during the Mercury retrograde of some trial and error things to do and not to do. So I really truly believe that there is one thing specifically on this amazing full moon that we can do for manifestation. And no one said you can't manifest during a retrograde. But if we look at it in its wholeness, we could say, all right, what do we want to manifest? And is there something you all couldn't manifest for some time? Or is there something that you want to manifest that you may have once missed or felt like you've missed out on, or perhaps returning to something that you've wanted to do for some time? It could be anything from learning a new skill set to taking a new position to a new job or perhaps somewhere you applied and got denied and want to try again or something like this. There's so many things. Relationships that weren't working, perhaps you can redo the agreements and give them a little support and help them work, or come to terms on some new compromises with friendships or experiences. Whatever you're manifesting, whatever you want to do. Now, I do have some lady lucks and I have some lucky people around my life, in my life, who always seem to have some luck during the Mercury retrograde. Specifically, this Leo energy, of course. We look to Leo for some lucky energy. So if you're manifesting some financial gain, make sure you're not hanging on to it too tight, because Leo likes to be a little frivolous, you know? They're pretty on point, but I also believe that they're frivolous in a sense that they do take a little chance or they take a little risk. It's almost like saying whatever you've been doing for some time around your finances, you can really take this time out and use it to your advantage around manifesting what it is you want for gain. Also, some crystal stones. I'm thinking of citrine. I always think about the abundance of that, the enormous amount of energy that your stones can bring, or for those of even, I don't even care if your stones are rocks that you paint, whatever it may be, something hardcore in the earth. We're in a Virgo retrograde, and coming up to Virgo season now, we're in a hardcore cycle of, we talk about the Aquarius moon. What can you bring into your life now during this? I like to be, it's a little flamboyant, it's a little whimsical, it's fun, it's maybe a little more outgoing, sometimes annoyingly. I think it is less grounding than most moons, right? So, and yet again, there is something very grounding in the, you know, like stick it to them kind of way. And it's always a catch 22 when we're talking about these energies, because there's always an opposite side that comes in. And so with all that being said, what are you going to do to bring some grounding into your life? I really feel manifesting with something rock solid, stones, crystals, rocks, whatever it may be in your, you know, whatever it is in your spirit that calls to you. I think it's a really good idea to pull some of that energy in to ground you. I also feel like when you start to manifest, there's a few things that we have to remind ourselves about around manifestation. And when we manifest, you know, we may come to the table with our wishes or our hopes, and there's a few things that we may forget, because one, we don't have to really, when you asked for something, if you go back to your childhood and years ago, and you go back to that time and you asked constantly for something from your parents, you would ask over and over again. Many of you probably got the same response, you know, no, not right now, shut up, da da da, you know, leave me alone, whatever. Okay, we'll get there, you know, and it's kind of a catch 22. But when we and it's the same as manifesting, you know, when, like, children. So say we're coming in with a goal or a vision or a dream, wish, whatever it may be, we need to have clarity of the idea. We have clarity of the vision. We don't have to really over ask for it, but we do have to be committed to ourselves about it and our higher power, or we do have to be really in a high spirit to believe in it. So when we try to manifest something and we don't believe in it, if we start thinking about, and every time I say this, I credit Mike Dooley with this phrase, thoughts become things, because they really do become things in many more ways than we believe. If we believe in what we're manifesting, we really don't, there's nothing else we need. We have to have that belief. Now, it has to be also for your highest good. So in order to have that belief and be, and yes, committed to it, you have to be willing also to try to follow the signs of other steps along the way, maybe in having to do something or feed the channel in a positive way towards your vision or goal in order to do something to make it happen, you know. So you open doors, you keep knocking down doors, you keep opening doors. We have a habit as humans to try to get into doors we're not supposed to be in yet, and we're banging our head against the wall, when instead we might have this other thing over here. Why is it easy? Why are we not going through it? And I'm not always saying take the easy way out, but when it's coming in, I definitely think it's funny because, oh, I love this. I'm going to say something in a minute, Maureen. I have to say, when we're opening doors, it's like, I don't know, we're a little stubborn, and that Aquarius energy is a little stubborn. So I think it's funny that we want to rebel and do something totally out of the ordinary instead of what's working. Like, if something is working, you know, energy goes where focus flows, focus goes where energy flows. Like, we have this thing going on, and it's so funny. We always want to get in those doors that are locked up and trying to, you know, the universe is like, hey, go over there. It's so much easier over there. Why are we so stubborn? We just want to go over here. So let's not try to manifest the impossibility. You know what I mean? Not saying miracles don't happen. They happen constantly, but we definitely want to open the doors. So we have to be willing to do what it takes to get it done. Sometimes we don't sit there and you know, and you see those signs. Maureen said, it's funny I mentioned stones, as she's out and about with her citrine in her pocket. I also have citrine in my purse at my door, the left side of my door, and other places in the home, but it is one of my favorites, definitely. And amongst other things, rocks, stones, shells, anything that can bring grounding into the center and into the home. I love that, and I love the feeling of that. Right now, we need some good grounding with everything going on in the world, you know? So I love it. And so the other thing is, sometimes we get fixated too much on the way we want it. And we ignore the signs that are showing us a different way for the same goal. Or maybe our vision has to be realized in a different way. And so we have to be willing to release, just like our expectations with other people, we have to be willing to release what it is out there that's working against us. Like, we're trying to be determined about something, and we just have to be willing to release it. and say, you know what, universe, part of surrendering is bringing me what I'm supposed to have. Bring it. It's easier. And to allow or to permit and to, you know, ask it to just flow towards you sometimes instead of having to struggle and bang your heads on those walls over and over again, you know. I think it's really, really good. So, and I want to say something. Lori Love, good morning to you also. Lori, of course, will be on at the top of the next hour, so stay tuned for that. Fabulous. I love that you're here. Thank you. Happy full moon to all coming in, Joni and Michelle. And I'm going to come into the room, actually. I'm going to go ahead. So anyway, but at the full moon, I believe it's in 2 hours, but I'm not certain of the time. However, with that being said, manifesting maybe something a little out of the ordinary is okay. But also in surrendering, ask that it comes in the way in which it was meant, you know? And we are control freaks by nature, and we want every little detail, and we want to say it how it's going to be and everything else. I absolutely think that we learn along the way. Changes are definitely in the air. I absolutely love that. And I'm going to come in and start taking some questions. So please go ahead and ask away. I love the word frenetic for this moon. I also think about all the Aquarius risings in my life, as well as the Aquariuses. And definitely appreciate their enthusiasm and really dedication to whatever it is they're dedicated to. And I think we can learn from that. All right, let's take a look. And I'm looking for my first. Oh, Jim, good morning to you. So nice to see you today. Tara, you too. Charlene has something really important to share this morning, and I think it's so true. Anything we could do from home, anything we could do in the world, one-on-one, you know, people are isolated. She said, sending everyone a big hug as this is a fantastic full moon. She works the phone as customer service and hear how people need hugs. So many feeling so isolated. So lovely to have this group to connect with. Yes, and I hope we can connect with more along the way. And it's so true. Just smiling at someone could change their day. And Aquarius is about that. It is about really wanting to, well, we're dealing with such a conundrum in a way, because now we're still in that, now we're coming into Virgo season. Virgo needs their space. They want to be out, you know, they want to be kind of away right now, but from the planet. And I feel like, so here's Aquarius saying, come on, connect with us all, you know, come out and about and gather and help out and give. And then there's Virgo, of course, that's coming along and saying, you know, this is a demure energy. This is a sit back and just kind of take it all in, and let's not be too anxious and things like that, you know. So let's come on in. I'm going to go ahead and take some questions. Nadine, thank you for sharing your butterflies. I have been heightened. I think it's finally calming down. That Jupiter-Mars conjunction was absolutely high energy. And I don't believe I've been sleeping much. I don't know about all of you, but I could tell. Okay, Laura, thank you so much for chiming in about your castor oil pack. I'm so grateful that it's been amazing. It really, truly, I know I hear a lot of hesitation when we say this, you know, Edgar Casey kind of, I mean, he knew what he was saying when he said it, because some of his ideals, his visions, his predictions, his prophecy was so out of the ordinary. Have you all noticed that some of the craziest things you think come true? or some of the out of the ordinary experiences that you may have are actually more real than not, or just that knowing. And sometimes one of my girlfriends told me last night, when I have a flash, when I say something out, like in the middle of a conversation, I'll say some random sentence that is absolutely true, but doesn't belong where it's told. You know what I mean? It's like, it just blurts out. When you have those moments, those flashes of insight, those sudden knowing, senses of you knowing what's happening, I really know that's true and real, and you can't miss it, you know? You know, Corinne has another point, and that is, she says she needs to be in a better space to manifest the positive, and she's finding it so hard. So much has dropped away. I ask for the opportunities, but I don't see them yet. You're not missing anything. I don't believe that. I truly believe that we have part of our manifesting, which we forget time and time again, and is so normal as humans, is the timing. And sometimes we could sit there, and I have people who say, oh, that's bullshit, divine timing. Well, why is it? It really isn't, because something has to be. How many of you have wanted something for so long, never got it, then it finally happened, and then you're like, oh, now I understand why it took so long to happen? And then on the contrary, I'm definitely doing the Aquarius thing. How many of you have had it happen and it was the wrong timing? And maybe if we weren't controlling it, it could have been the right timing, or trying to control it, or trying to over push it and push our luck, you know, that kind of thing, Leo. I definitely feel some of this. So there's so much about manifesting. You are not going to miss what was meant for you as far as manifesting but it has to be in, or when it happens for the right reasons, when it happens rightfully true and real for your life, it's really in divine timing. And so when we negate all of these universal laws that we're learning about over time and becoming more wise, and as our numbers increase, as this happens over time, we definitely learn that how many of you have learned that backing down is better? How many of us learned that there was a divine time in something that occurred? You know, a lot of these things really aren't up to us as humans. And we forget we're not just physical beings. So we have a whole world out there waiting for us, you know. Laura, I'm so happy about your ankle. I feel so happy, you know, I feel positive about your healing. I actually feel like the sun in Virgo is going to bring you an opportunity. I love that energy for you. And someone you've been waiting to hear from is actually going to show up. Now, when I say someone you've been waiting to hear from, I'm already jumping ahead. So I'm kind of reading past tense in the present and future. I do believe that you will hear from someone around a position, okay? And it may be something that you go for in a couple of days. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you're waiting on something from recent past, I also feel that'll emerge new, and I do hope that helps. And I think that it was a blessing that you waited for your physical therapy, because too early would have been rough. And I think that helped your healing. All right, I'm going to come in and refresh now and welcome everyone coming on in. So excited. All right. Hold on. I'm just looking for questions now. I'm ready to take someone else. Charlene, let's take a look at you. Also, when we're looking at, I promised somebody the other day that I would talk about tarot a little bit more on the show so we can learn as we go. And one of the energies that I want to tell you around timing and when we're looking at things, not just timing for distance, but timing for the strength of the prediction. When we're looking at the court cards and the personalities of the younger people, the middle-aged, the elderly, you know, whatever it may be. But when we're looking at the court cards, we're looking at not only the distance, but the strength. So if we say the pages, if we're asking a timing question and we're looking at the page, it is, you can look at the page for timing if that's your answer. Say, when is such and such going to happen? Oh, the page of pentacles. Okay, well, Virgo season is around the corner and the page is the first maybe predictive time frame where if we pulled the knight or the king, it may be towards the next earth seasons, maybe Capricorn, maybe even into Taurus. So we look at those court cards by distance and maybe the devotion of truth around it definitely happening. So even if we're saying something about, is this, like with Lara, when am I going to get this information? When am I going to hear about the job? You know, we have like a solid answer around the Virgo season because I pulled the Page of Pentacles, the Knight of Pentacles, the King of Pentacles. You cannot make that up. And so, but if we were looking for the strength of it happening, which card basically would be the strongest? Yes. I mean, that it's kind of a no-brainer. Of course, the king would be a more solid yes, right? Because it's a stronger court card. It's a more mature, it's a more solid energy. I definitely think this. And it's been proven over time. So I hope that helps some of you. I'm definitely trying to bring in a little bit of that. So when you're reading for yourselves, you have more clarity on what you're asking. And in time, again, it's proven. So I definitely feel more solid about that. And it's these things that I'm giving you are just guides along the way that can like come into the picture. Because we're not in a linear life. We're not reading just one thing. We're taking it all in. And it really does help when you know these layers of what's coming. All right, let's see, Charlene. Archangel Michael is in my mind, not only for you, Charlene, but for Karen as well, Corinne. I also believe this. I wanted to add that for you, Corinne. I know it helped. I don't know why this energy is coming through for you. Also, Charlene, it definitely feels very, very good about, hold on now. You're about to trip over an opportunity and also shed something that has been weighing on you. It says expect the unexpected in the area of the heart. I feel really good about that. I love that. I don't know. It's like whatever you're determined about is really going to come to pass. So I absolutely love that. And when I say expect the unexpected, I love that too. I see a lot of happiness And I see a lot of goodness around a younger person, male energy, and very, very positive energy around this person. Could be your love, could be also child, or both. We have good news, definitely on its way, okay? And I do hope that helps. And thank you very much for being here. I see opportunities coming for you as well. When the cards are talking to us and they're telling us a bunch of different things at one time, we get the gist of the message in many different ways. Say, for example, kind of expect the unexpected, but also it's also kind of watch where you're going. You know, how you're walking about, don't be running and tripping it, you know, over your feet like this kind of thing. So also I always say that something is coming to you before you express a bigger desire for it. So I think it comes out of nowhere and I love that. And I hope that helps, okay? All right, I'm coming back in. Hello, Ms. Caroline. It's very nice to see you. She said she's new. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you. She's been listening for a few weeks, but figured out to join. We're so happy to welcome. We're excited. We've been here a long time. It's a great group of people, and we're super happy to have you. New energy is always uplifting and so good. This has been quite a weekend for our younger son with college decisions. It's difficult to make college decisions, and I do believe it's gonna calm down some. So let's take a look. She said our younger son. All right, we're gonna take a look, okay? All right, here we go. Oh, I could see that it was a bit of a mental challenge for sure, but I do believe transformation. I feel like he's going to be perfectly aligned. Something major looks like it's going to change first. Hold on a second now. Feels like something major is going to change, and then it's going to be a perfect alignment. So hang on a minute. So did he change his mind about something, or it looks competitive to me at first, but then it all turns, and then there's like a miraculous turnaround. But he may have thought one thing and is going to change his mind about it. So I'm giving you a heads up on that. And you may know about it already, like the place of living or perhaps even the school or, oh, I'm going to do this instead of that. Or I definitely think it's the end of an era, but he's moving in the right direction. I do love it. I do not believe there's only one step. I believe there are a couple of steps. But I definitely feel he's moving now. This will clear this time. 5 weeks from now, we won't be having all of this chaos, you know, but I definitely feel it's going to be good. Hold on a second now. There may be another step. One more peek here. Oh, yeah. Hang on one second. It must have really been challenging. I feel like, you know how, and I'm going to say this out loud, you know how something looks like a wolf, I mean, a sheep in wolf's clothing, a wolf in sheep's clothing, this kind of thing? I don't know why that's coming out and about, but I do feel it. So even if there's a disappointment at first, I do feel a lot of happy news at the end of the day. Like, he may not go where he's expecting to go at first, or there's some kind of shift or change. And then, so I see the challenges and the difficulty, but then I see it really clear and really working out for the best, okay? I just feel like there's two steps for some reason, so let's see how it goes. And let me just take a peek. See if you said anything else. And we'll just keep going. Okay, I don't see you yet, so that's how I'm going to leave it and see how we do, all right? And you let me know. All right, good luck to him. I know it's a lot of change. Nadine, she said it's been really chaotic for her emotionally and physically, and it began after a family gathering. She invited sister. That was wonderful. She's passing on her legacy to me around the family. It seems I took on a little too much as a door hit my head above the eye and gave me a huge black and blue. I'm recovering and then got a couple scratches. Okay, you're definitely going through. I have been. She said she feels almost too open and trying to step back through something. I'm not sleeping too much. You know, I'm thinking about Chiron, and this is, it's actually very symbolic of the Chiron energy in Aries to me. And at the same time, I do see a healing. And I also believe when we have this going, when we have these things going on, I truly believe that it's okay, Nadine, to slow yourself for a minute and really take on. I feel like you need water or beach time again. I think when we take on a lot of other people's energy and your empaths, all of you go through this. How many of you go somewhere and then you just can't take the energy of the space that you're in or the people you're with, and you have to pull back a little bit and protect yourself? I've seen this a lot lately, and I feel some of that for you. So taking a break is good. I do believe you're going to heal very well. And I see a lot more creativity coming out of you too. So I think sometimes taking a step back is definitely better. And I do feel that this is going to really help you take it easy a little bit. You know what I mean? Lots of you are Caroline, I hope that helps. Thank you. I also feel, and here is also, you know, Karan's daughter's leaving. It's difficult time of year, you know. I remember when, and I know that our children, when they leave us, they never stop being our children, that's for sure. But, all right, I want to say good morning to my beautiful godson who just celebrated his 34th birthday, if I'm counting correctly. Aunt Kat is sending you lots of love. You're closer, but you're not close enough. I'm so glad he had a great birthday. Thank you so, so much. I enjoyed it. He is definitely a trip. So, guys, let me share something with you quick. Oh, Tyler, I'm spilling your secrets. So, my godson is quite special, and I was saying last week that he exudes the strength card, and he really holds nothing back. And so he said, of course, we don't get to talk as often as we should, but you know. And he said, I'm going to share your predictions with everybody here. Out of nowhere, he says. Now, he has no idea, really, although he does have every idea, that I am so nervous about coming to you guys visually and also, you know, to the world. I'm very quiet. I'm a Virgo rising. I love verbalizing everything with you guys. I've been doing readings this way for almost 2 decades now straight with no, you know, visual except for what I ask for. Sometimes I do ask for photos, or I have visual, you know, I visualize by my clairvoyant energy. Anyway, he says first words out of his mouth, basically after I said happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. When are you going on TikTok? You need to go on TikTok. Da 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 da. So now, forevermore, he says, like every single thing that I was afraid of, he's picking out of my brain, picking me apart, going, you could do this, you know, here. And he's like my other child, you know, and he's like, yeah, there's no question. Just, you know, and not many people are that bold where they're just going to say, hey, this is what you need to do and enough with your nonsense and da 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 da. So let's see if it works. But he's kind of pushing me over the edge. And we'll see what we can do. But of course, I would practice here first. And he was telling me everything of what I should do and da-da-da-da and talk about it. And it was my birthday surprise, too. But Tyler, I love you. You're so right about what you pull out of my brain. And I love talking to you. And I hope you have the most amazing year. And so does everybody here, okay? And thank you for that little push off the ledge there. All right. And I'm happy that you're on vacation. Okay, now, excuse me for one sec. All right, 1 minute. All right, now let's keep moving. I'm gonna come and take another question. All right, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and refresh and come back in. Sometimes, you know, we have to say to ourselves, and it's a great reminder, and I'm sure you all do it in your lives and you receive it in your lives. Sometimes it's those one-liners that really pack that punch, you know? And I'm sure it's happened to all of you too. It's like, wait a minute, where the hell is this coming from? It's something I've buried and been done with and, you know, but it just hit home definitely. So let's see what happens. All right. I had somebody asking a question that I wanted to get to, and I'm coming in the room. And we have to remind ourselves, Rebecca, it's you. We have to remind ourselves that, I think giving up control, giving up, when we say surrender, how do we, some of us, there's, you know, it's like we could fight it to our death and it's not happening. We all like to have a little bit of control no matter what we do, but it's those moments, I think, of really surrendering and releasing where miracles can happen. And we have to remind ourselves of that all the time. Sometimes we think we know what's best for us and or ourselves. And maybe it just takes a little veering off course or a little different road or turn in the road that helps us get where we need to be, you know? So Rebecca wants to know how to best have a relationship with her brother while she's estranged from her mother and stepfather. It's hard to put him in the middle. It's definitely challenging, but I feel like you should write to him and I really feel that have you ever I just feel like handwriting something to him, saying hi, that you love him, and how about some memories of childhood gone by? You know, like Sometimes I do this as well, and with my own brother, because we have, you know, every family has weird, I don't know, it's like who's talking to who isn't speaking to who. My family still thinks I'm weird because I'm a psychic, but it's okay to be anything else. It's half my family, not the other half, but in any case. So he has to be torn in the middle of going to the family and knowing they all think his sister, who he loves, is, you know, weird. Definitely funny, because actually when people judge you for what you are, or who you are, and for real who you are, it's unbelievable how much they really dislike themselves. And so knowing that, I just kind of stay away from the whole kabang, whatever. But I write my brother a note here and there, handwrite it and mail it. And I always remind him of specific moments that we were together, maybe even at the age of 5. 10, whatever it may be. Funny things like cherries on my head for my first date and macaroni and cheese in my face or whatever it may be. Like, just silly stuff that kids do that my brother definitely tortured me, but I'm teasing, but it's true. And so I can understand. I think this is good. Go down memory lane with him a little bit at a time, though. Just send him a note a couple times a year, even, you know, start that way and bring the bond back from you. There's glue there. I know that. I know you love each other, and I think it's good. And I also think that he would appreciate that. And there's no getting around the love of a sister. Even when there's discord or disharmony with the parents, I think it's good. Okay, you try that and you let me know. He'll appreciate it. Also, maybe like send him a funny mug or a small gift item. Doesn't have to cost money, a lot of money, or something like that. Reminding him, you know, he's your brother. Just to get around this way you're not talking about anybody else except each other. And I think it's good to stay connected to your siblings that way. Okay? Hope that helps. There is a rebellion in the air. Chris, good morning. She says Aquarius hugs. And what else? Iced mochas. I have a house full of pumpkin everything already. I don't know about you. So that's going to be fun to talk about later. I'm already way ahead in my... When you predict the future, you kind of have to get on top of it all, you know? So I think it's kind of... It's funny, definitely. All right, let me go ahead and refresh. So I'm in pumpkin season already. What can I tell you guys? School starts here today, so I'm allowed. Even though it's 96, that's okay. All right, let me take a peek and see who's next. Let me see who I want to talk to and who is jumping at me. Tara has a dream that she had, a crazy dream. She said her brother was abducted by aliens and came back after hybridization experiments were done on him. You must have been thinking about some interesting things. Listen, where I live in the world, guys, with, oh, Elon Musk is around the bend, and Jeff Bezos is around the other bend, and we hear all kinds of weird stuff here in Titusville. It's a little kooky here, so, hey, you just never, ever know, right? But Tara, I don't think you're going to be abducted by aliens anytime soon yourself, so that's okay. All right, definitely not. Yeah, no one writes handwritten letters anymore, and I really hope we could bring that back. And also, guys, I don't know if you've ever tried this, but it's a great exercise, especially with the retrograde ending and the Virgo energy coming in It's such a great writing energy this coming up season, you know, the next, you know, what, month-ish. When the sun goes into Virgo and Mercury's out, you know, gone direct, it's such a great time to begin a psychic journal. And even writing, like, or maybe write a note and make it a habit every month to send two handwritten letters to friends or two handwritten letters to family members or whoever you want to connect with in the world. And sometimes creating, I have a magical client who creates psychic letters, and we discuss it all the time. And sometimes if you're writing, wanting to write a letter that you know you shouldn't be writing, it's negative, or you want to complain about someone or something, or you want to yell at somebody in a note, or you just want to tell somebody off, if you write that psychic letter, or how about if you want to make up with somebody and you want to, and you know it's not proper yet, and you want to mend a fence, or you want to do something like this, writing those letters psychically and energetically, and you just genuinely write them out, you know, fold them up, either put them in an envelope or put them somewhere else, whatever, and then get them out and say, you know, does this feel right to me? Give yourself a moment to breathe about it and say, does it feel right to do this for real? Should I send this person this letter? It really does help you get some truth. And many times, more than not, you'll find that writing it to the universe is just as good. And maybe that person calls. I've seen this happen many times. Maybe that person calls to correct something or make up or reunite. Or maybe that long lost love shows out of nowhere, you know, and they have gotten divorced or they have gotten whatever. They're free and available finally, or whatever it may be. There's so many things you could do with psychic letters, and at this time of the year, I think it's such an important piece of our puzzle. When we learn to flow with the energy of what the universe is bringing us, it is so much easier, really, to be in these bodies that we're in and to really be in touch with our spirit simultaneously. And we may as well start to synchronize with the energy, because trying to go against it may not work so well. And why not make our lives easier and remind ourselves every day that these are the things that we could do? We follow the flow of the moon cycles. We follow the flow of the sun. I think it's great for everyone to really sit down and handwrite a note to somebody that you haven't heard from in a while, or just for no reason to somebody you love. I think it's great, okay? All right, so let's just take one more peek at something here. I am pulling the card of the sun, and it's very Leo and very Aquarius as we celebrate the end of this season, this cycle. For all of you with children going back to school, enjoy the season, enjoy your freedom. I love that. I love the card of the sun. It brings you spiritual release. It brings you joy. It brings you do something special for yourselves to make yourselves feel free. And we are living in a free world. Don't forget. I mean, it's definitely a blessing day and night. And just be grateful and appreciative of everything that you are and everything that you're giving to the world. Okay. Try to be positive. I love the sun for positivity. I love it for birth. I love it for new beginnings. We are going into another new beginning. Mercury's going to go direct next week. We're going to figure things out. Things are going to move along, and I love that. And I definitely adore all of you. I am so, so grateful. We have an amazing little full moon sale over at 12listen.com today. It's a great day to have a reading. I'm so excited to talk to you. And if you go ahead and schedule a little call and mention that you came over from 12 Radio, I'll go ahead and send you a little something to get started. And I'm super happy. Jay Varvel, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, big shout out to C.A. Brooks, who you tune into tomorrow, of course, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And also Lori Love is wonderful. She's coming up at the top of the hour here in a few minutes on 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Happy full moon, everybody. See you next week.